plenty to be thankful for. I haven't got a great big yacht to sail from shore to shore. Still I've got plenty to be thankful for. I've got plenty to be thankful for.
Money meant to provide relief to those impacted by the coronavirus pandemic, stolen.
The fraud ranged from $7,000 to $70,000.
Escambia County Sheriff-elect Chip Simmons says an investigation uncovered an identity theft scheme using fraud to secure bank loans and CARES Act grants.
What they were doing was stealing people's identities, and then they were applying for CARES Act money or grants. And then in some cases, they would open up accounts, bank accounts, place a certain amount of money in there. Someone would take that money out, and then they would claim that that money was stolen.
So if you put tens and hundreds of thousands and even millions of dollars out there for the public to apply for, you might get some fraud. Well, no surprise. We knew this going in, but on the back end, it is still infuriating. That, of course, is Chip Simmons yesterday talking with Channel 3 about this story. Joining us now, we have Janice Gilley. She's the Escambia County Administrator. Janice, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So let's talk a little bit about this. This is bad. I mean, this is awful kind of crime, but it's infuriating because the money really is intended to help people who really need the money.
Yeah, and if you notice, Escambia County even actually put an extra restriction on the money. It was for individuals or households that had less than $45,000 income. So the commissioners clearly meant to help those in our community that really needed the help during this time. And, you know, they all acknowledged at the very beginning of this endeavor that there was the potential for fraud. And so one of the things that the county did, as soon as we started issuing checks, I don't know if you've checked it, but we have made public the names of the individuals that got the business checks and the family checks. And part of that, number one, we wanted to be very transparent in terms of a public record, you know, let everybody already know the minute the checks go out. And we actually even took some heat from that from some folks. But quite frankly, we were very clear on the application. You apply, your name's going to be public. We did not publish the addresses because, you know, there could have been people that have an exemption for having their address published. So we did not publish the addresses. However, we have published the names of the businesses and the families, the individuals that received these checks. And part of that consideration was also we thought maybe it would help catch fraud a little bit quicker as well, because people might say, oh, well, that's my neighbor, but they don't qualify. What's going on? And so potentially this could be part of, the situation. We did have a business grant. We've looked at the names of the individuals that were arrested, and we did have a business grant that is appears to potentially be the name of one of those individuals. But what's interesting is our team went back and looked at the documentation yesterday, and it went through four different levels. And we got to be honest with you, it was, if it's fraudulent, it was very well done. And, well done in the sense of, you know, if you're going to create documents, they actually, for lack of a better term, knew what they were doing. So that's really a shame. And we are still having folks that are still trying to fraudulently collect money, but we've been able to catch a lot of them.
Good.
And we've also been able to stop a lot of them that just had stories that didn't add up or their documents didn't add up. So it has been a very long, arduous process for our, you know, just quite frankly, regular employees that have been trying their best to implement this and help those in our community that needed the help the most. So it is infuriating. Any crime's infuriating, but this is really, you know, we're trying to help people. And every check that they took that we didn't have to give somebody else is just infuriating.
Well, and you know, to me, it feels an awful lot like it's taking advantage of the elderly or taking advantage of people after a hurricane, or you know what I mean? It's in that same kind of category because the money that this person steals is out of a pot that's finite, and that's money that doesn't go to somebody else. And by the way, I just checked. I hadn't done this before, but I just checked on myescambia.com. If you click on the CARES Act stuff, there's the three different programs and the check register. You can just look for your name real quick. I did a search for me and my wife's name. Just real quick, nothing. So, which is good, but the point is, you know, you want people to go look to make sure somebody hasn't put in on your behalf. Well,
yeah, and I did want to just clarify that $70,000 is not out all of our money. Okay, there. So when they say CARES, there were federal. Remember, there were federal SBA loans, PPP at up to $150,000. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that $70,000 isn't Escambia County's total. We only found one grant.
We didn't buy the Corvette.
No, I don't believe we did. Of course, we will have to continue to comb through our files and make sure.
Right. The other big news, your office has had a lot of news this week. I still can't process this. Somebody put a listening device in the administrative complex on the fourth floor somewhere. What? I mean, and it took the new electronic sniffing dog to find it. I mean, this is an amazing story.
It's really disappointing.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, first of all, we all know that we have cameras and we have things, you know, when you come in and you swipe your badge. So it was really disappointing. I mean, I think you know me. I don't have anything to hide. My concern is that we talk in here about things, you know, related to, unfortunately, disciplinary action or health-related issues for our employees. Or, you know, we have to talk about union negotiations. I mean,
right.
There are all kinds of things that we talk about that are, you know, just sensitive. But, you know, like I said, I'm not doing anything top secret. I'm not building a nuclear reactor, or I'm not, you know, planning to take over the world or anything like that.
Well, that's what you say.
And and she laughs, you know, evilly.
<That's right. laughs> So I'm curious.
But, you know,
I know you may not be able to say, but I mean, was this like somebody left a recorder? It was a remote operated device. I mean, I think of spy movies and stuff like that. What are we talking about here?
What I would say is that it was a device that would do audio and video.
Okay.
And it was in a hidden location.
It's a nanny cam. I mean, you can't say.
Oh, I don't know what you call it. I don't know what you call it. It wasn't
so weird.
In the belly of a teddy bear. It wasn't anything like that.
And I guess it wasn't in the bathroom either.
I don't have teddy bears
in my. That's good news, too. So it wasn't lurid or anything.
That's helpful.
Man, golly, that's just.
Yeah, it's, you know, and I will tell you, you do feel victimized.
Yeah.
But you know, it's been extremely surprising, that it would happen. And it did happen several months ago, and it was very disconcerting. And the thing that's just upsetting is it does appear that somebody would have had to have access to our offices to be able to do it, because they kind of knew how to hide it. And so that's really, really sad.
Yeah. And then, because then it's not just violated, but it's violated by somebody you trust and you don't know who that is. And then that makes you distrust everybody, which is not a healthy way to have any kind. I understand. Hey, Janice, what is going on with the Pensacola Beach sailfish sign? I get told by people in Gulf Breeze for months that it's not right. I hear that there's supply chain issues with China, but I've seen a picture of the thing, and it's what's going on with this sign? Do we know?
Yeah, so this sign was procured, I mean, way before I got here.
Right.
And unfortunately, I would say that, you know, in my personal opinion, this is an example of we went with the lowest bid to get the project done. And so that's number one. And the company that has, we have never signed off on completion of that sign. So we still have the retainage. It is not a big retainage, and I think that's part of our issue in dealing with the sign developer.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are continuing to work on it, but I will tell you we are looking at other options in relation to fixing the sign and replacing the sign.
Well, that's what I was just going to say. Does that mean it sounds like there's one option on the table to get somebody else to fix it, but it may need just complete replacement at this point just because it can't be made to work right. Is that what I hear you saying possibly?
I would say the other thing is that obviously we have our legal office looking at the contract.
Okay.
Because unfortunately, sometimes you just can't resolve things in the normal course of business, and so we may have to go with other options.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, please keep us updated as we find out anything. That's frustrating, but yeah, I mean, I know you can't make people do the right thing. I understand that that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you like to ask me a question, and I always like to make space for it if possible. Sometimes you ask me questions I cannot answer, and I was fine. But that's okay. That's all right. What do you got for me
you
this week?
You can answer this.
Oh, all right. Good.
You can answer this question. This will be easy. So, you know, we're in the season of thankfulness and Christmas and stuff like that. So I want you to tell us what you're thankful for.
Oh, I mean, God, I love this job. I'll tell you that much, especially during the pandemic when people are out of work. And honestly, I lived in Oregon before we lived here. And I'm glad I don't live in the People's Republic anymore, because I would be terrified to live in a Democrat-run state compared to how I live here. I'm grateful for Florida, for Pensacola, and for my work, quite frankly. That's for me, you know, because that's been a very good thing. How about you?
You know, every day I try and practice thinking of 10 things that I'm thankful for. And I always start with my family mm-hmm. and my faith, you know, and the good things that I've been able to enjoy. I always tell people I'm probably the most blessed person you've ever met, because I've had such a very blessed life. So I love this community too, and I'm very thankful for this community. You know, we've gone through a lot this year. You know, we're coming up on the annual anniversary of the NAS shootings. We've had the pandemic, we've had a hurricane, we've had, you know, just we had wildfires. I mean, we've had a really rough year, but I still love this community and I'm very thankful for it.
Absolutely. That same exact. I mean, that's I've said it before, but I'll mention again in case people haven't heard me say it, is I never wanted to do local news, I never wanted to do morning show, and I never wanted to live in the South. Here I am, absolutely glad. Absolutely glad for it, every single bit of it.
So never say never.
That's right. Don't tell God never, because guess what? Janice Gilley, she is the Escambia County Administrator. Janice, thank you for the time, and I'll echo what Jeff Bergosh said yesterday, which is you have possibly the most difficult job in our county, and we appreciate that you do it.
Thank you.